In a land filled with wonders, there are places that defy human understanding, touching the divine with their mysteries shrouded in sacred silence. One of these places, the Mount of Transfiguration, emerges from the pages of history as a portal between two worlds, where the veil that separates heaven from earth seems to dissolve for ethereal moments. This setting serves as the stage for one of the most enigmatic and spiritual episodes narrated in the New Testament, an encounter that challenges our comprehension. Visualize the scene: Peter, James, and John, disciples imbued with faith yet still human, find themselves following Jesus on an ascending journey to the mountaintop. With hearts full of hope and minds consumed by curiosity, they can barely anticipate the divine spectacle about to unfold before their eyes. As they reach the pinnacle of the mountain, the unimaginable occurs. Jesus, the master and friend who walked alongside them, transforms into a vision of pure celestial light. An aura of divinity envelops his being, while his face and garments radiate with a splendor rivaling the sun itself. And as if the very nature of this miracle were not enough to flood the disciples' hearts with awe, two legendary figures from spiritual history, Moses and Elijah, materialize at his side. With the ease of longtime companions, they engage in conversation with Jesus, forming a transcendental link between past, present, and eternity. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light, reveals Matthew 17, verse 2, capturing the essence of this sacred encounter. Now imagine if I told you that this mountain, this celestial theater of one of the deepest mysteries of faith, does not keep its secrets only for Peter, James, and John. It extends its mystical invitation to all of us, hoping that we delve into the depths of its sacred history to unveil the eternal truths hidden within. This event, as surreal as it is sacred, is an invitation to venture beyond the surface, exploring the celestial messages woven into this divine encounter that resonates to this day. Imagine for a moment, the scene is not just an isolated event of transformation and divine revelation. It is a portal through which we are invited to witness a Jesus different from the one who humbly walks among men, healing and teaching. At this moment, he reveals himself in all his celestial glory, a vision overflowing with divinity, illuminating the mountain with a splendor that seems to tear the veil between heaven and earth. And there, side by side with Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, figures who have traversed centuries, emerge as bridges between the ages, dialoguing with him. This encounter is not a mere coincidence. It is a powerful testimony to the intricate tapestry of Israel's history and prophecies, woven with threads of divinity and humanity. This sublime moment is an affirmation that Jesus not only is part of this history, but is the central axis around which all history and the hope of redemption revolve. As abruptly as this glimpse of the divine is granted, it dissipates. The cloud disperses, Moses and Elijah vanish, and Jesus returns to his earthly form. But the impact of this sacred encounter echoes eternally in the hearts of the disciples. They witnessed the true glory of Jesus, a revelation of his essence as the divine Son of God. Descending from the mountain, the trio of disciples finds themselves in a state of perplexity and reverence, their hearts and minds swirling with what they have just witnessed. Jesus, aware of the magnitude of what has been revealed and the impact it would have, imposes upon them a solemn silence. They were not to share the celestial vision until he had risen from the dead. This command, shrouded in mystery, sealed their lips but ignited their souls with questions and a profound longing for understanding. What did that transfiguration mean? And what did Jesus mean by his resurrection? Peter, whose heart always seems to beat strongest with the urgency of the moment, cannot contain his emotion and spontaneity. "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," he offers, as recorded in Matthew 17, verse 4. In this gesture, perhaps Peter wanted to anchor that celestial moment in time and space, creating an eternal monument to that divine communion. He desired to eternalize the glorious presence they had witnessed, perhaps hoping to prolong the revelation and communion with the divine. However, while Peter was still articulating his desire to capture the ineffable, a new miracle unfolds. A luminous cloud envelops them, and from within this celestial manifestation, a voice proclaims, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him," Matthew 17, verse 5. This voice, echoing the divine affirmation made during Jesus' baptism in Matthew 3, verse 17, serves as a divine seal upon Jesus' identity and mission. It is a celestial declaration that transcends time and space, reaffirming Jesus not only as a teacher or a prophet, but as the beloved Son of God, the gravitational center of faith, and the promise of redemption. As they departed from the mountain, carrying with them the vivid memory of that celestial vision, Jesus reiterates the importance of keeping secret what they saw until he rises from the dead. This command highlighted the transfiguration, not only as a glimpse of Jesus's glory, but as a prelude to the grander narrative that would unfold through his death and resurrection. In obedience, the disciples kept this mystery in their hearts, pondering the profound and still incomprehensible meaning of rising from the dead, as narrated in Matthew 17, verse 10. This reflection on resurrection echoes the story of Moses, a man of pastoral humility elevated by God to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. Despite his proximity to the divine and his crucial role in salvation history, Moses also faced human mortality. Due to a moment of disobedience, he was denied entry into the promised land, passing away in the land of Moab, as recounted in the book of Deuteronomy. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Deuteronomy 34 verses 5 and 6. However, Moses' death does not mark the end of his influence or his legacy. Although his earthly journey came to a close, Moses' presence alongside Jesus in the Transfiguration serves as a powerful symbol of the continuity of the divine mission, linking the old covenant established through Mosaic law to the new one sealed by Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection. Moses' inclusion in this sacred moment reaffirms faith in a salvation history that transcends time and death, offering continuous hope and renewal to humanity. As we traverse the ages, we come to the figure of Jesus, the focal point around which divine love and salvation revolve. He stands out not only as a teacher or miracle worker, but as the living embodiment of the grace and truth promised by God. In contrast to Moses, who was given to us as the herald of divine law, Jesus personifies supreme grace, bringing humanity a new covenant grounded not in statutes engraved in stone, but in the compassionate heart of God. The Transfiguration in this context weaves a sublime link between the old and the new, between Moses' law and Christ's grace, in a meeting where time and eternity intertwine. Moses' presence alongside Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration is not merely symbolic. It underscores the uninterrupted continuity of the divine plan of salvation. Through this sacred union, divine law finds its fulfillment in Jesus' redeeming grace, illuminating humanity's path beyond the confines of what was written to what was lived, loved, and sacrificed. Elijah, another pillar of faith, whose life was marked by titanic challenges against the idolatry poisoning Israel under the reign of Ahab and Jezebel, also shares this transcendent moment with Jesus. A prophet of fire and fervor, Elijah symbolizes God's indomitable passion for truth and justice, calling for the people's return to fidelity. His presence on the Mount reinforces the message that the call to conversion and spiritual renewal remains as vital as ever. But what, ultimately, is the Transfiguration? And what does it signify? This event, this turning point in Jesus' ministry, is much more than a mere change in appearance. It is a powerful testimony of his divine nature and his singular role in salvation history, a bridge between God and humanity. In this moment, Jesus reveals his divine glory, a glimpse of the power and majesty normally veiled from mortal sight. He demonstrates that he is not merely connected to God, but is the very expression of God, continuing and fulfilling the work begun by Moses and Elijah. For Peter, James, and John, that unique moment on the Mount of Transfiguration was not just a transcendental experience. It was an unwavering confirmation of their beliefs and a promise of the divine wonders yet to come. This event, engraved upon their souls, served as a spiritual compass, guiding them through challenges and uncertainties towards a future filled with the presence and glory of God. In Scripture, mountains emerge not simply as imposing geological formations, but as sacred spaces where heaven and earth converge in moments of profound transformation and revelation. Tall and majestic, they symbolize a physical and spiritual proximity to the divine, acting as settings for encounters between God and humanity that alter the course of history. Mount Sinai is emblematic of this sacred intersection, where Moses received the Ten Commandments directly from God. This was not merely a legislative event, but the establishment of an eternal covenant that would shape the moral and spiritual ethos of the people of Israel. Similarly, the Mount of Transfiguration, by becoming the stage for Jesus' glorious manifestation, reinforces this tradition of mountains as sites of divine encounter. The transfiguration of Jesus on this sacred mountain carries multiple layers of meaning. Divine confirmation, the celestial voice proclaiming Jesus as the beloved Son of God, unequivocally attests to his sacred identity and the authority of his teachings. This divine endorsement serves as a seal of authenticity upon Jesus' mission and message. Place of revelation. Just as Mount Sinai was the backdrop for the delivery of the law to Moses, the Mount of Transfiguration reveals itself as a space where a deeper understanding of Jesus' nature and mission is unveiled to the disciples. They are witnesses to a vision that transcends previous knowledge, delving into the heart of Jesus' salvific purpose. Continuity. The joint appearance of Moses and Elijah alongside Jesus establishes an indelible bridge between the Old and New Testaments, underscoring the continuity of the divine plan of redemption. The presence of these prophetic figures alongside Jesus symbolizes that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill and bring to fruition the promises and predictions woven throughout salvation history. The Mount of Transfiguration was not chosen by chance. It stands as a landmark in the narrative of redemption, symbolizing the turning point in Jesus' mission. This Messiah, promised over centuries of expectation, came as the ultimate sacrifice to eradicate the sins of the world, building a bridge over the chasm separating humanity from its Creator. Jesus' transformation on that mount was not just a spectacle of light and glory. It was a glimpse granted to Peter, James, and John of Jesus' eternal splendor, a revelation of his divinity that pre-existed his incarnation and would prevail eternally after his resurrection. This episode may well fulfill Jesus' promise mentioned in Matthew 16:28, that some of his disciples would witness his royal glory before experiencing death. The biblical narrative, though it does not detail the conversation between Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, suggests a dialogue of transcendental significance. Luke tells us they appeared in glorious splendor, discussing Jesus' departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. This celestial dialogue between Jesus and these prophetic figures of the past is not a mere encounter. It is a bridge between the prophecies and hopes of the Old Testament and their fulfillment in the New. The Transfiguration marks a critical moment of transition where the past and present merge in the person of Jesus, revealing him as the central articulation of the divine plan of salvation. This encounter on the Mount of Transfiguration not only solidifies Jesus' identity as the Messiah, but also foreshadows the painful journey he would undertake in Jerusalem. The conversation about his departure does not merely refer to a physical event, but to the fulfillment of his redemptive mission through suffering, death, and resurrection. After the divine spectacle on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus's divinity was irrefutably revealed before Peter, James, and John, the group returns to earthly reality, leaving behind the sacred peak of Revelation to reunite with the other disciples. The descent was not just a change in altitude, but a return to the theater of humanity, where the complexity of existence awaited with its challenges and pains. The air, still vibrating with the aftermath of that celestial vision, was now laden with expectation and awe as the three chosen disciples grappled with the magnitude of what they had witnessed. As they approached the foot of the mountain, they encountered a scene starkly contrasting with the divine tranquility of the summit. A great crowd surrounded them, including teachers of the law, amid a dispute with the remaining disciples. This transition from mountain to valley serves as a powerful symbolism of Jesus's mission, a passage from divine revelation to earthly reality, marked by conflicts, sufferings, and the constant need for healing and teaching. The Transfiguration, although a peak revelation of Jesus's divinity, also anticipates the valley of sufferings he would have to traverse. The descent from the mountain reflects Jesus's journey towards the most challenging aspects of his earthly mission, culminating in his suffering, death, and ultimately, resurrection. Far from being a withdrawal from his divine nature, this descent symbolizes Jesus's full incarnation in his redemptive mission, a demonstration of divine love that humbles itself to touch and transform the most painful realities of the human condition. Facing the challenges that awaited him, including the encounter with the boy possessed by a demon, Jesus does not shrink from his mission. Rather, he begins to prepare his disciples for what is to come, speaking more openly about his imminent suffering, death, and resurrection. The Transfiguration, far from merely being a spectacle of divine splendor, served as a powerful prelude and preparation for the crucial events ahead in Jesus's mission. At this turning point, Jesus initiates a profoundly serious and revealing conversation with his disciples, explaining that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem to face unimaginable sufferings at the hands of the religious leaders, be killed, and crucially, rise again on the third day. This revelation was not just an anticipation of suffering, it was an assertion of victory, a guarantee that suffering would have a purpose and would culminate in redemption. This momentary glimpse of divine glory in the Transfiguration served as a beacon of hope, a reminder of the ultimate victory that would come even in the face of the darkest adversities. Jesus, in this act, reaffirmed his identity and mission as the promised Messiah, the one who would come not only to fulfill the scriptures, but to offer definitive salvation to humanity. This event indelibly links Jesus's ministry to the fulfillment of ancient promises, prophecies, and the law, revealing the fullness of God's love in a way never before seen. The narrative of Matthew 17 from verse 1 to 11 is a connecting link that weaves together the threads of salvation history, from Moses's and Elijah's experiences with God to the supreme revelation of Jesus Christ. Mountains, symbols of transcendence and divine revelation in the scriptures, once again serve as the backdrop for a transformative encounter with God. Just as Moses received the law on Mount Sinai and Elijah experienced the divine presence on Mount Horeb, Jesus chooses a mountain to unveil his glory and prepare his disciples and, by extension, all humanity for the pinnacle of his redemptive mission. Moses and Elijah, emblematic figures of the Old Testament, emerge on the Mount of Transfiguration alongside Jesus, each representing fundamental aspects of Jewish tradition. Moses, the bearer of the law, and Elijah, the prototype of the fervent prophet and combatant against idolatry. Their joint presence with Jesus is not merely symbolic, but profoundly significant, revealing Jesus as the fulfillment point of both the law and the prophets. The law, primarily represented by the Torah, The first five books of the Old Testament is a complex tapestry of history, prophecy, and divine commandments delivered to the people of Israel through Moses. However, the function of the law extends beyond a set of rules to be followed. It acts as a mirror, reflecting humanity's sinfulness and flaws, thus highlighting the universal need for redemption. It is a system that, despite its holiness and righteousness, points to the impossibility of perfect fulfillment by any human being, underscoring the unbridgeable gap between humanity and divine holiness. At its essence, the law was established not only as an end in itself, but as a tutor guiding humanity to Christ. Paul in Romans 10 verse 4 captures this truth clearly. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. This does not imply the obsolescence or rejection of the law. Rather, it means that the greater purpose of the law is fulfilled in Jesus. He did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, to live in perfect obedience to it, fulfilling every commandment and prophecy, and thus becoming the way through which humanity can be reconciled with God. In Christ, the demands and shadows of the law find their true substance. He is the incarnation of divine love, the perfect expression of God's justice, and the ultimate answer to humanity's profound need for salvation. The ancient prophecies find their fulfillment in him, and the hope of redemption promised through the law and the prophets is realized. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the highest aspiration of the law, the restoration of the relationship between humanity and God, was gloriously achieved. Jesus not only fulfilled the precepts of the law in their entirety, but also brought to fruition the prophecies of the Old Testament, sealing the divine plan of redemption with his own existence. The biblical narrative, particularly in the Old Testament, is filled with prophecies anticipating the coming of a Messiah. These prophecies, spread over hundreds of years, act as stars in a constellation, pointing to the advent of a singular event in human history. The life of Jesus, as recorded in the New Testament, connects these prophetic points into a cohesive picture, unequivocally revealing the divine plan of salvation. One of the most notable prophecies, originating from the prophet Isaiah, anticipated with remarkable precision both the virgin birth of the Messiah and his vicarious sufferings. Isaiah, centuries before the incarnation of Christ, described with poignant words the atoning sacrifice that the Messiah would face, a foresight echoed deeply in Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. These words not only foreshadow the suffering Christ would endure on our behalf, but also highlight the substitutionary and redemptive nature of his death. The transfiguration of Jesus emerges in the scriptures as an indelible milestone, an open window to the divine, revealing the essence and glorious destiny of Christ. This singular event offered to the disciples, and to us through the generations, a glimpse of celestial reality, anticipating the splendor that Jesus would possess after his resurrection, and the majesty that will be fully manifested in his second coming. More than a mere miraculous act, the Transfiguration stands out as a profound revelation, a living promise of the redemptive future awaiting creation under the reign of the Savior. In this transcendent moment, the divine nature of Jesus was unveiled in celestial splendor, offering the disciples an anticipation of Christ's resurrected state and foreshadowing the glory of his second coming. This revelation is not only a testimony to the divinity of Jesus, but also an assurance of the ultimate fulfillment of all divine promises, a wholly transformed world bathed in the light of Christ's glory. The presence of Moses and Elijah during the Transfiguration, symbolizing respectively the law and the prophets, was no coincidence. It reinforces the message that Jesus is the focal point of all divine revelation, the living fulfillment of prophecies and hopes entrenched throughout the history of Israel. Through him, the narrative of redemption finds its fulfillment and its fullest meaning. the divine declaration that resounded from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17, verse 5, not only consolidates Jesus' earthly mission under the seal of divine love and approval, but also establishes an imperative for all of us. This heavenly endorsement not only reaffirms Jesus' singular identity as the Son of God, but also instructs us, clearly and unequivocally, to listen to him. This command is an invitation and a mandate to recognize Jesus' voice as the ultimate authority, guiding us to truth, love, and fullness of life. Amidst the incessant noise and distractions that populate our world, the transfiguration of Jesus emerges as a solemn invitation to introspection and focus. It challenges us to elevate the teachings and words of Jesus above the daily clamor, recognizing him as the living word, the source of all truth and wisdom. In responding to this call, we are not merely choosing a spiritual direction. We are aligning ourselves with divine purpose, weaving our lives into the truth that transcends time and circumstance. The Transfiguration presents itself as a beacon of hope, shedding light on the path believers are called to tread. It not only assures us of the future splendor reserved for those who remain faithful, but also reaffirms Jesus' singular position in the plan of redemption. This historical event motivates us to anchor our existences in the foundations of Christ's teachings, for in doing so, we secure our lives on the rock that is immune to the storms of time and change. In delving into the profound meaning of the Transfiguration, we are not merely recalling an episode of the past, we are attuning ourselves to the essence of divine love and purpose that resonates throughout history.